If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us, any bets that you've made in college football, NFL, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast. All right, let's get the show started. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Carolyn Fenton. Caroline Fenton joins us. You can give her a follow on X at @CarolineFenton1. Does great work. Yahoo Sports, College Sports on Sirius XM as well. Caroline, you hopped on about 5 minutes before the show, and all that 5 minutes we really were talking about the Bama-Georgia game. It's hard not to, right? This is going to be one of the best games that we see all regular season long in college football, and there's so much unknown with DeBoer now on the Bama sidelines. This is his first SEC game, and Bama has now actually become the favorite at most books after Georgia was pretty much the favorites all throughout the week. What do you make of this game, and who do you like to win on Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just this game that I've been talking about for the last 5 minutes. It's been this game that I've been talking about for the last week. And it does have, you know, an interesting feel to it. I know Kirby Smart at the beginning of this week said, it's not going to be weird, you know, not having Nick Saban on the opposing sideline. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, Kirby. Like, it's weird for all of us. Of course, it's going to be weird for you. I'm going to just put it out there. I like Bama in this one. And I understand that that comes with a massive asterisk, that Kirby Smart is probably the best coach in all of college football. I understand that I'm talking about a Georgia team that hasn't lost a regular season game in, what, 42 games? Like, I understand that. We're talking about the number two team in the country. They won back-to-back national championships for a reason, at least in recent history. But the reason why I like Alabama in this one is because I think Alabama has so much explosiveness on their offense. And they have so many playmakers offensively. And we haven't seen a true explosive playmaker emerge on Georgia's offense. We saw it on full display against Kentucky. Kentucky's defense got after Carson Beck early. He looked incredibly gun-shy. He didn't trust himself. He didn't trust the line. He didn't trust his receivers. They struggled to move the football. A lot of people compare that game against Kentucky to Auburn last season when it came down to the wire. Or Missouri in 2022 when they were in Columbia and it was the difference of, you know, a field goal. Missouri may have even been leading at halftime. The difference is Georgia did not turn the ball over against Kentucky. Georgia could turn the ball over twice in both the Missouri and the Auburn games. Missouri and Auburn were able to turn that into at least 3 points, if not two touchdowns. So it wasn't just a fluky thing that Georgia kept it close with Kentucky. It wasn't just sloppy play that Georgia was playing with their food and then locked in at the end of the game. No, they just truly went toe-to-toe with a team that completed six passes the week before against South Carolina. So I have a lot of questions about this Georgia offense. Now, if Georgia wins this game, it's going to be because Georgia's defense is able to do what no other team in the country has been able to do with Jalen Milroe, taking his legs away, taking the run away from Alabama, forcing Jalen Milroe into dinking and dunking in intermediate passes, something that he still has kind of struggled with throughout a year and some change as the starter at Alabama. But I will take the explosiveness and the playmakers at Alabama at home over some question marks at Georgia. Like Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey aren't walking through that door, and I want to see a proven commodity on Georgia's offense before I can trust it in a game like this.
I agree, and I think that's going to ultimately what decides the game is what playmakers step up for Georgia to help out Carson Beck and that offense. All right, Caroline, we also got a couple other great matchups this weekend in college football. Notre Dame and Louisville. Last year, the Cardinals upset Notre Dame. They went on to the ACC championship game. This year, if they beat them again, Irish might be out of the college football playoff. This is another spread that's been moving throughout the week. Notre Dame's now favored by a touchdown. Is that too many points, or do you like the Irish to get some revenge for last year and roll in this game?
I like the Cardinals to keep it close here. Now, who is going to win this game? If you said you have to pick a winner, you have to put some money on the money line. Frankly, I think I would put some money on Louisville because I think that Louisville is a more complete team. The only weakness that at least I've seen so far for Louisville is their pass defense, that they are susceptible to giving up plays through the air. Well, what has Notre Dame struggled with? They can't throw the football. Notre Dame, I think, is the 108th ranked pass offense in the country. Riley Leonard is electric with his legs, and Notre Dame can easily put up 200, 250, even 300 yards on the ground on any given day, but Louisville is going to take that away from Notre Dame. If I was the Louisville defensive coordinator, my game plan would be, we're going to stack the box, we're going to take the run away from you, we're going to take Riley Leonard's legs away from him, and we're going to force him to throw the football. And if that's the case, if that is truly the game plan and Louisville's able to execute that effectively, well, then I trust Louisville to be able to throw the football a lot more than Notre Dame. So I'm going to take Louisville +7. I would have loved if it was like a +7.5 hook there. You never know if there's a last minute touchdown that could pull away. But I'm going to take Louisville in this one. I think Louisville's just a more complete team.
All right, very good. Jeff Brohm, usually very good in the underdog role as Louisville's head coach. Caroline, another game in the Big Ten, top 20 matchup between Penn State and Illinois. Illini having a great season so far. They had an upset win over Kansas, upset Nebraska last week. But now it feels like they really step up in class, going up against one of the more talented teams in the country in Penn State. Nittany Lions favored by 17.5 points in this game. You think Penn State routes them, or is this another game where the line's just too high in your eyes?
You give me 17.5 points for a team that's won a top 25 game on the road already. I'll take that all day long. There's too much meat on that bone for me to take Penn State. I understand it's a wideout. I understand it's a night game. And the environment is going to be crazy, obviously crazier than what Illinois saw at Nebraska last week. But 17.5 points is a lot of points. I think Penn State wins this game. I think Penn State is just too talented. I like the progression that we've seen from Drew Aller. Obviously, you know, the biggest topic of conversation last season is where are the big plays? When is Drew Aller going to air the ball out? Well, we've seen that. I mean, Penn State's the second-ranked team in the country in explosive pass plays. But Illinois is too good to get blown out, even if it's on the road, even at a Penn State wideout. The thing about Illinois is I don't think that they do anything that's overly sexy. Like, I don't think they're elite in any sort of category, but they're just sound and good. I look at Luke Altmyer. He has yet to throw an interception. Their defense is really solid, especially up front. We saw how Illinois' defense was able to get after Dylan Raiola early last week. They really confused him. They really kind of, you know, were able to get under his skin, which you can do against a freshman quarterback. I don't think that Illinois' defense is going to be as effective against Drew Aller in what, year two or year three as a starter at Penn State, but I still think that Illinois just plays sound enough football, and they can play and compete in those kind of games where it's run, 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 punt, low scoring, just kind of, you know, classic Big Ten football, play good defense and run the ball. So I think Illinois is going to be able to keep it within two touchdowns is totally and completely fair, but I'll give Penn State the edge, but give me Illinois with the points.
All right, very good. Should be a great weekend of football. We got three top 20 matchups on the slate tomorrow night. She's Caroline Fenton. Give her a follow on X at CarolineFenton1. Joining us here on Send It In. Check out her work, Yahoo Sports, also College Sports on Sirius XM as well. Caroline, always great seeing you. Enjoy the games tomorrow, and we'll catch you up soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. PJ Pick 5 now for college football as we look at my five favorite bets for the upcoming week. We will start with that Penn State and Illinois game. Totally hear what Caroline's saying about Illinois. I feel like a lot of people are feeling the same way as well. Anytime I see a top 20 matchup, though, and one of the teams is laying 17.5 points, I feel like that's telling you a lot. And especially an Illinois team that's been great as an underdog this season, right? A lot of people are going to look at this game, and they're going to see number 9 versus number 20 in the country. They're going to see that that number 20 team already has two big upsets against Kansas and against Nebraska this season. As I mentioned, though, this is a step up in class. Talked about it earlier in the week, too. These are the kind of games that Penn State usually dominates. You don't want to bet them against top-tier teams in the country, against the Ohio States, against the Michigans, against some of these other big boys in college football. But against like the middle teams in the Big Ten, the Iowas, the Minnesotas, the Indianas, the Illinois, this is where you want to back Penn State. They're at home. It's a night game. That environment is going to be rocking. As Caroline mentioned, Luke Altmyer, Illinois' quarterback, hasn't thrown an interception yet this season. I think that changes tomorrow night. Give me Penn State. I'll lay the 17.5 with them against the Illini. My second bet is going to be UNLV on the money line against Fresno State. By now, I'm sure most of you have heard what's happened with UNLV and the situation going on with their quarterback, Matt Sluka, and how he quit the team because he didn't get his NIL money. They're playing Fresno State. This is going to be a huge game in the Mountain West for these two teams, and I like UNLV to win this game. Looking at these two teams, I think UNLV's got the better coach in Barry Odom. I think their defense is much better as well. And the quarterback, kind of the rumblings that we've been hearing is the drop-off isn't as worse from the backup to Matt Sluka. This is just one of those spots where UNLV was favored by 3 before the Sluka news. Then it dropped to Fresno actually being short favorites. Now some money is starting to come in again on UNLV. I think UNLV is the better team. I think they get the win. I like them on the money line, -135. Next bet up's going to be Auburn +2.5 against Oklahoma. So Auburn now is favored -1.5. Got this at +2.5. I still like Auburn to win the game. I don't know if I'd lay the -1.5. I'd probably just take them on the money line. To me, these two teams are the same. Oklahoma and Auburn, both good defensive teams. Both are searching for quarterback answers. And I think the fact that Oklahoma is starting a true freshman, making his first start on the road in a hostile environment, going up against an Auburn team that absolutely needs a win. If Auburn drops this game, they go to 2-3 on the season. They still got Bam on their schedule. They still got Georgia on their schedule as well. They got some really, really tough games. They need to win this game. I like Auburn. I can't see them dropping 3 home games in their first 5 games. So I'll take the Tigers. Got them at +2.5. Now that they're favored, I think that's a good bet as well. UNC +2.5 against Duke. I like the Tar Heels. Everybody just watched them give up 70 points to James Madison. Now they go up against their rival Duke, who's undefeated on the season. Duke's a fraud, though. They're not very good. Malik Murphy, their quarterback, transferred over from Texas. Manny Diaz is their head coach. Manny's a good defensive coordinator. Don't love him as a head coach. I think UNC bounces back. They get up for this game. Their defense is much better. Their offense, I think, is the best unit on the field in this game. Duke's wins this season, they've gone up against defensive first teams. They've beaten Northwestern. They've beaten UConn. Middle Tennessee State was a group of 5 team that kind of let them off the hook with 3 fumbles in the first quarter, and then Duke just kind of ran away with it. Duke hasn't gone up against an explosive offense like this, and I think they're in for a game. So I'll take UNC plus the points. And then finally, I'll take a total. Give me the under in Mississippi State and Texas at -61.5. I just think this is too many points. Texas has their bye week coming up, and then after that, they play the Red River game against Oklahoma, and then they get Georgia after that. We saw Missouri in a similar spot to this last week against Vandy when they were massive favorites, bye week upcoming, then kind of their gauntlet starts, and Missouri nearly lost that game outright. Now, I don't think Texas is losing this game outright. The problem is that was a sleepy spot for Missouri. their offense did not play well. It was a little bit sluggish. I could see Texas's offense maybe only scoring in like the high 30s, low 40s in this game. I don't see Mississippi State producing much offense in this one. So we'll take the under 61.5 in Mississippi State and Texas. All right, as for the NFL, my five favorite plays in the NFL in week four, we're going to start with my favorite play, and that's going to be the Arizona Cardinals minus 3.5 against the Washington Commanders. I don't know how you can't like the Cardinals in this spot. Washington just had their biggest win probably in 2 years since they upset the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football a couple years ago when the Eagles were undefeated. Now they take on the Arizona Cardinals, who's having a nice start to the season. I know they're 1-2, lost a tough game to the Lions, lost tough games to the Bills in week one. Kyler Murray and that offense are playing really, really well, though. This is really all about a fade of Washington. Everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels and how great that he was on Monday night, and he was sensational. What they're not talking about is the fact that he had to play as well as he did, and they only won that game by 5 points. Their defense is still a mess, and they got to go up against Arizona's playing really well. It's a short week. They got to travel across the country to play in Phoenix against an Arizona team that's defense has been much better the last couple weeks. And what still blows my mind about that Cincinnati game is the fact that Lamar Jackson is in their division. They play a running quarterback twice a year, and they still didn't know how to defend a running quarterback in Jaden Daniels. It made him look silly the whole night. Well, Kyler Murray's obviously a runner. He's a scrambling quarterback, too. Arizona is used to a mobile quarterback like Jaden Daniels. I think that'll prepare him much better. It's really just a fade off of Washington off a huge win like that. You look at what some of the teams in the NFL did last week off of huge emotional wins. You had the Raiders off of their big win against the Ravens. They lay a dud against Carolina. You had Tampa Bay off a huge road win against the Detroit Lions. They come home and lay a dud to Denver. Think possibly Washington could lay a dud on Sunday. We'll take Arizona minus 3.5. I also like the Ravens in the first half minus 0.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Lamar Jackson in his last 20 regular season games, 15-5 against the spread in the first half. John Harbaugh as Ravens head coach, 20-3 straight up in primetime games. Buffalo's looking like one of the best teams in the NFL right now. They've been off to a great start this season. I like fading a team, though, that just played as well on prime time as Buffalo did, much like Washington, and they feel good about themselves. But that game was a lot about Jacksonville. Now it's a short week for Buffalo. They got to go on the road. Ravens really need this win to get back to 2-2. I'll take Baltimore in the first half. Don't want to trust that team for all four quarters. We know what their fourth quarter defense looks like. So I'll take Baltimore minus 0.5 in the first half. Then give me the Chargers plus 7 against the Kansas City Chiefs to keep this game close. It looks like Justin Herbert is probably going to play for LA. I know a lot of people are going to be scared off of this game, right? The Chargers aren't going to have Derwin James. They're not going to have their two top tackles in Joe Alt or Rashawn Slater. I think this game is very similar to what we saw with San Francisco and the Rams last week. You have a huge divisional, game with a huge spread. The home underdogs got a bunch of injuries, and they'll just find a way to keep this game close. We know how great these big underdogs have been doing the first 3 weeks in the NFL. I'll take the Chargers at plus 7. I'll also take the Saints plus 2.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are one of the teams this year that I think the Sharps just love for whatever reason. But if you look at how Atlanta's first 3 weeks have played out, very easily could be 0-3 and very easily could be 0-3 against the spread, right? Week one, that was like that line was 2.5-3 the whole summer. A lot of money comes in on Atlanta. They're up to 4.5. They lose outright to the Steelers. Against the Eagles, people loved them. Go down from 6.5 to 5.5. Saquon makes that catch. They don't cover that spread. And then against the Chiefs, come down from 4.5 to 3. Kansas City covers that spread. And now we're seeing again with the Saints. This line was minus 1. Now it's up to 2.5. I think there's value here with the Saints coming off of a home loss to the Eagles. I will take New Orleans plus the points. And then finally, give me the Denver Broncos team total under 15.5 this week against the New York Jets. We've seen 3 weeks of Bo Nix now. Two of those weeks, he's gone up against really good defenses in Seattle and Pittsburgh. He struggled mightily in both of those games. Now he's got to go up against another good defense in the Jets on the road. And the Jets, remember, played last Thursday against New England. So they've got an extra prep for Bo Nix, who's coming off of a win, who's coming off of his best game so far as a rookie quarterback. So I think this is a good spot for the Jets defense. I think Bo Nix and the Denver offense struggles. I'll go under 15.5 points for the Broncos on Sunday. And those are our five favorite plays of Sunday. Cardinals minus points, Ravens first half, Chargers plus +7, Saints plus +2.5, and Denver team total under. As for some props that I am on this week in the NFL, first one up is going to be Travis Kelce over 46.5 receiving yards against the Chargers. Everybody's been waiting for the Kelce breakout game. I think we might see it on Sunday. He normally dominates the Chargers. 8 of his last 9 games, Travis Kelce has had 47 or more receiving yards. And the reason I really love this prop is because Derwin James is not playing on Sunday. Derwin James is usually the guy on the Chargers that matches up with Kelce. And in previous matchups, when he's matched up against them, Kelsey's dominated him, and now he's gone. So I think the Chargers are going to have a real tough time guarding the Chiefs pass. I like Kelce to have a big day. Finally, we'll go over 46.5 receiving yards for Kelce. I also like Ja'Marr Chase over 74.5 receiving yards for the Bengals against Carolina. We were all over Ja'Marr Chase props on Monday night against Washington, because when the Bengals play must-win games, when their backs are against the wall, when their season's on the line, Joe Burrow looks for his guy. It's what he did last season. It's what he did on Monday night. Bengals are 0-3. They got the Ravens in week 5. If they beat Carolina and they beat Baltimore, just like that, they're right back in the thick of it in the AFC North. The Steelers got a tough game this week against the Colts. Next week, they got a tough game against Dallas. Things could get very interesting if Cincinnati wins this game. They're going to feed Ja'Marr Chase. I'll take his over receiving yards. I'll also take Josh Allen over 33.5 rushing yards against the Ravens. Josh Allen loves running in these big games, in these marquee matchups, in these primetime spots. Josh Allen is usually very reckless with his body, and he'll do whatever it takes to try and get the extra yard. I think Allen will be looking to run early and often in this game, so I'll go Josh Allen over 33.5 rushing yards. Give me Matt Stafford to throw an interception minus -135 against the Bears. I think first glance for a lot of people this week, the spread that's probably going to be the most confusing is that the Bears are 3-point favorites at home against the Rams. There's a good reason for that. This is a get-right spot for Chicago. Their defense has been awesome so far this season. And if they want to win this game and cover this spread, I think they got to do what they did against Tennessee. Their defense probably has to score a touchdown. They got to force turnovers. Remember, Matt Stafford doesn't have his top two weapons in Puka or Cooper Kupp. Their O-line is banged up. I'll take Stafford to throw an interception. And then finally, give me Joe Burrow under 34.5 pass attempts. So I like Chase over receiving yards, Burrow under pass attempts. The reason being, Cincinnati can't get in any more shootouts this season. Their defense is a liability. They have to possess the ball a little bit. They got to chew some clock. They got to try and run the football. Their offense almost has to be their defense this season a little bit, because teams are just going to continue to shred that defense all season. So don't think we see as many pass attempts from Burrow this week. I'll go under 34.5 pass attempts for Joe Burrow. A word from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before, but BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with our guy Matt Horner joining us here on a Friday. Matt, what are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, so the BetQL model, we're going to go to baseball here instead of football. We're going to take the Yankees minus -1.5. The model loves this. It's a 5-star play. I know that the hangover thing is real when it comes to these teams. The Yankees just won the AL East, which I actually gave out on here a little while back for the Yankees to win when they were like minus -135. But yeah, we're going with them minus -1.5 runs today, and the model just loves it.
All right, very good. Yankees going up against the Pirates today. Matt, what about some bets that you like for tonight?
Yeah, so it's disgusting, but I'm going with Virginia Tech plus +17.5 against Miami tonight. Everyone loves Miami. According to BetMGM here, this game tonight, Virginia Tech-Miami, is the second most wagered on game of the weekend so far. Most bet team in all of college football this weekend, Miami minus -17.5. Most bet team in terms of money this weekend, Miami minus -17.5. everybody and their brother is laying it with the Hurricanes tonight. That makes me quite worried for the Hurricanes tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and take Virginia Tech here +17.5. I know it's disgusting, but honestly, I wouldn't be super shocked if they win the game. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's college football on a Friday night. Weird stuff can happen. We saw two big upsets last week with Illinois and Stanford. So anything can happen. That line, too, Matt, has dropped from 19.5 to 17.5. You mentioned all the money that's coming in on Miami. So yeah, might be a little bit of an indicator of what could happen tonight. Let's talk the NFL, Matt. We got week four. It's a tough slate this week. There aren't many games that I love this week as I did last week. Anything that jumps out to you?
Yeah, well, the first one that jumps out to me right away is the Indianapolis Colts against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, taking a look at some of these splits. Steelers-Colts, most bet game so far of the entire weekend. Most bet teams in terms of tickets, the Pittsburgh Steelers, -1.5. Most bet teams in terms of money, the Pittsburgh Steelers, -1.5. So the books are going to absolutely want the Indianapolis Colts, which isn't shocking. The Steelers are 3-0. Obviously, they've been looking fantastic so far. The offense isn't turning the ball over. The defense is playing great. And the Colts against the Bears last week, Anthony Richardson looked terrible. He passed for 167 yards. He threw two picks. He was just bad. But they won the game anyway because it's the Bears and we're the Bears. But yeah, I'm going to be on the Colts this weekend for sure. Then I'm going to go against one of your pick fives here. You had the Saints +2.5. I'm going to take the Falcons -2 here against the Saints. The Saints are one of the most backed underdogs this weekend. In fact, they are the most at BetMGM. +115 for the Saints is the most bet underdog on the money line of the entire weekend. Usually when that's the case, the underdog isn't going to win. Plus, all the bets on the spread are going towards the Saints as well after that performance. They actually weren't bad against the Eagles last week, so the public's still backing them. I'm going to take the Falcons here. The Falcons should have beaten the Chiefs. I'm still disgusted they didn't cover that game, but yeah, I'm taking the Falcons -2.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there. And then, Matt, what about in college football? So you gave us Virginia Tech tonight. We got some big games on Saturday. Anything that sticks out to you on Saturday's card?
Yeah, right away, first one I looked at, Baylor -3 against BYU. BYU is ranked here. They're on the road. They're ranked, and they're an underdog to an unranked team. Anytime that happens, the public is going to love the ranked team that's getting points against an unranked team. And yeah, same thing applies in this case. Everybody's on BYU here. They're one of the most bet underdogs of the week. So instead, I'm going to go with Baylor to cover the spread here. They're coming off a disgusting loss against Colorado on that Hail Mary. Nobody wants to take them. I think they're a favorite for a reason, and I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears. And then the biggest game of the weekend, of course, Alabama and Georgia. This is going to be basically a Super Bowl handle, according to some of the traders at BetMGM. Everybody's betting this game. They need Georgia. Everybody's betting Alabama, who hasn't been an underdog at home since 2007. They love Alabama. Alabama coming off a huge demolition of Wisconsin, and Georgia not looking great against Kentucky. So I think most people are going to be on Alabama in this one at home. I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to take the Bulldogs here to have a little bit a get-right game, you would say. So give me Georgia on the money line.
Yeah, that game's now a pick 'em right now at BetMGM, -110 each way. Yeah. Can't wait for that. Matt Horner joining us here, model making money on Send It In. Matt, great stuff as always. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Yep, thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, we got a couple minutes left. It is time to give out our favorite plays for the day, for the weekend. Freddie Freeman is going to be our pick in going streaking. Freddie is 8-for-15 in his career against Rockies starter Cal Quantrill tonight. Also helps that they're playing at Coors Field, which is obviously the best hitter's park in all baseball with the altitude out there in Denver. Freddie Freeman, get a base hit today. He's our guy in going streaking. Our prop lock is going to be Travis Kelce over 46.5 receiving yards. Talked about it this during my player prop segment. Travis Kelce, we've all been waiting for the breakout game, right? First 3 weeks, he's done essentially nothing for Kansas City. Everybody's down on him. Rashee Rice has really emerged as the number one option for Patrick Mahomes. This is the get-right game for Travis Kelce. and the Chiefs. He usually dominates against the Chargers, and with no Derwin James, it's just going to make even life that much more difficult for the Chargers to try and shut down Travis Kelce. Like the Chargers plus 7, but I like Travis Kelce over 46.5 receiving yards. My dog of the day is going to be Auburn plus the points against Oklahoma, but Auburn's not a dog anymore. Now they're minus money at minus 120. This tells me that I was on the right side with Auburn. I think they're going to win this game. Nobody wants to bet Auburn. They're such a train wreck right now. They're a mess, but so is Oklahoma. And the difference is Auburn is at home, and Oklahoma's quarterback is making his first career start on the road in Jordan-Hare, one of the toughest environments in college football. Now that Auburn is favored, I think that's telling us a lot. Give me Auburn to win that game. And then my best bet is going to be Penn State minus 17.5 against Illinois. Top 20 matchup. Illinois has already pulled off 2 upsets this year as underdogs. They're getting a whole bunch of points in Happy Valley on Saturday. There's a reason this line is that high. I think Penn State is going to roll tomorrow night. Give me the Nittany Lions minus 17.5 against Illinois. Once again, our best bets for today, for the weekend. Freddie Freeman's our playing going streaking. Travis Kelce over 46.5 receiving yards is our prop lock. Auburn's the dog of the day. And then Penn State minus 17.5 is going to be my best bet against Illinois. Thanks again to Caroline Fenton, Matt Horner for joining the show. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy all the football. I'm going to be on You Better You Bet with Femi, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. See you there.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.